Starting this spring, Tennessee high school students will have one more hurdle to clear on their way to getting a diploma. They'll have to pass a test in American civics. Supporters say the exam will ensure future voters know what they should. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
They're the basics of American history and government.
First question is, name the U.S. war between the North and the South. Remember, it's multiple choice now, all right?
So we went out to the state capitol to see if Tennesseans actually know them. Ethan Millsap was ready.
Tuffy, I'm going to go with the Civil War.
The worship pastor and financial aid counselor at Trevecca Nazarene nailed it. Under a new Tennessee law, school districts are now required to ask students questions like this. Questions that test basic concepts, like how Congress works, what exactly the president's duties are, why people like Martin Luther King Jr. and George Washington are remembered today. The law's main sponsor, Chattanooga Republican Gerald McCormick, says it's a test every American should pass.
The test questions are not terribly difficult. They're very basic questions. It'd be a good test for legislators to.
Tennessee isn't alone. A national nonprofit is pushing states to require high school civics exams. The questions come from the U.S. citizenship test. A passing grade is a 70, and students can take it as many times as they need. The main objection to the requirement has been time. Schools already have a lot on their plates, and skeptics ask, if the questions are so basic, why bother? But backers say the exams can be worked into the classes students are already taking, like American history. Jeremy Cochran, a freshman at Gallatin Station Camp High School, hasn't even taken that class yet, but he aces our pop quiz.
All right, what are the two parts of the U.S. Congress? A, the House of Representatives and the courts, B, the House of Lords and the House of Commons, C, the Senate and the House of Representatives, or D, the Senate and the courts?
C, the House of Representatives and the Senate.
Very good. All right, sounds like you're ready for the test.
Tennessee lawmakers hope other high school students will do just as well. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.